My first event to get along to this weekend is happening today from 4:30pm to 6:30pm at Pirama Park on Pirama Road in Piermont. The cost is completely free, which is my favourite four-letter F word. And I am talking about the Queen's Baton Relay. It's featuring Dami Im this year as well to headline the occasion. This is a free community event to celebrate the Gold Coast 2018 Commonwealth Games. It's called the Queen's Baton Relay Time in New South Wales. It's presented by the City of Sydney. You've got lots of vendors down there, the 2018 Commonwealth Games mascot, and the arrival of the baton carried by Ray Warren, who is an Order of Australia medallion recipient, at around 5:30 in the afternoon. And as I said, Dami Im's going to take the stage for two sets to headline the evening. Sounds like a fun one. It's something pretty special to be able to see the baton before it goes up to the Gold Coast for the games. I think they kick off in April, so we're very, very rapidly approaching the start of those games. Lots of incredible athletes representing our country. And now it's Sydney's turn to join in on the festivities. As I said, this afternoon, 4:30, Pirama Park in Piermont. Now, my next event this week is quite different. It's called Market by the River. This is happening today as well from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Haverston Park out in Ermington. It's, again, my favourite four-letter F word. It is free. It's a market that's going to be pretty big. Lots of fresh produce, artisan goods, plenty of delicious food and live music. So it's a big marketplace that's happening out in Halvorsen Park in Ermington. It's going to be a great day. Don't let the rain wash it out too. I think it'll still be good fun. Storeholders are back from holidays, so all of our favourites will be there. They're going to be there rain, hail or shine, they've said. So jump on down to the market, support some local farmers, some produce, some artisan goods and chattels as well. Anytime you get to go and eat good food, fresh food, delicious food, and the event is relatively free, I am there. I am so down for this. This is going to be fun. I'm excited about this. It's called Market by the River in Ermington at Halvorsen Park. Now, my last event this week is one that is finishing on Sunday after a long run here in Sydney, Titanic, the exhibition. Essentially, what you get to do is journey into the heart of the Titanic and experience the world's largest and most comprehensive touring exhibition about the historic ship. It's been in Sydney for a little while in the entertainment quarter, but it is wrapping up tomorrow. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. From all accounts, I've heard this is incredible. I've had lots of friends go and see it, lots of friends go and get involved, and they say it's absolutely amazing. They've got over 300 artifacts dating back 100 years and memorabilia as well from the blockbuster film. So you've got a good mix of historic and Hollywood there as you look at the real Titanic and the film Titanic. You can listen to crew and passenger stories, write a letter on Titanic stationery, dive the wreck site with a spectacular immersive virtual reality experience. This is pretty cool, if you ask me. Pretty fun as well. It's happening at the Byron Kennedy Hall in the entertainment quarter in Moore Park. Lots of fun out there. And as I said, it leaves Sydney tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day. So if you haven't, jump on over, have a look, check it out before it leaves our beautiful city.